Hey everybody,
how y'all doing?
Hey,
today?
Thank you for stopping by and watching us on
Clink.
Okay.
I'm your girl Cam.
And I am Kay. We are your hosts of this very nice podcast.
Yes.
So what we do here at Clink Sipping in a chat. It's a one-liner. We are grown women and we talk about grown people-ish. Okay. And today is no different. We are going to be talking about just not giving into pressure. When people trying to pressure you, don't give into that. More of that later.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for those of you who are new subscribers. Thank you for subscribing to our channel. We really appreciate you. Okay.
We do.
And tell others, because you like us. That's why you subscribe.
And that's why you're watching us.
Hey, friend. Hey, how you doing?
Go.
Best friend. So we are sister friends. We are filmmakers. We are content creators.
And we do all things creative.
We
do. So multifaceted.
So on this channel, you're going to get our sipping chats. You're going to get reviews on shows and movies. And down the line, you're going to get us trying different things that we've always wanted to try. And we're going to film that for you. Okay.
We're also just going to share with you just bits and pieces of our lives, our personalities. And we just are so grateful that you're going along with us on this journey called life.
Correct. And we mentioned before that we are filmmakers. So we're going to bring you our current projects that we are doing and our upcoming projects, so you're going to see that on the channel as well.
Yep.
So what we like to do, we like to start off with questions, and we ask questions of ourselves so you all can get a better understanding of us and
of who we are. And we can get a better understanding of who we are to each other,
That's right.
Just getting to know each other and sharing it with you.
Yes. And I know you probably, if you hear your new subscriber, I know you've seen the clips. We can bust out in a song at any moment. That's just what we do. We like to sing. We love it. And that's just our personality. So expect it.
You can bust out in a song along with us.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So first question. This is taken from the randomquestionmaker.com. Where did your family go on vacations in the summer?
Oh, gosh. when I was a kid, our family went to Kings Island in Ohio. But also, our family took a lot of family trips visiting other family in other states. Like, we would go to Pennsylvania and visit some of our relatives. I'm from Ohio, so we would go to Ohio and visit relatives. We would go to Georgia and visit relatives. Okay. We just would go travel really around the country, visiting relatives, and then also getting to see different nature preserves and museums and different things along the way. So as a child, we travel a lot, visiting family and, having a good time. Mm-hmm. I just remember really, really, really going to a lot of family reunions. It seemed like we were just always at family reunions. So that's what I remember, traveling and going to Kings Island and family reunions when I was a little kid.
Okay. So with us, there's only three of us, me, my mother, my brother. So basically we would go to different states that had amusement parks. So we would do a week somewhere. It was crazy. We lived out in California for 7 years, right? But we don't go to Disneyland until we get back to Detroit.
Wow.
So we went to Disneyland for about a week or so. We've done Chicago with Six Flags. And just other places. So that's what we did mostly.
We did Bablo.
Oh,
Bablo.
Oh my God. For those of you who do not live in Michigan or you're too young to remember, Bablo was that deal. Yeah. Google it, trust. Boblo Island Amusement Park in Canada.
And your parents did not have to worry about you. They would drop your ass off at the dock. I went
with my parents.
Well, when I went, we went with our church. So okay. It would be like a group of us, and mm-hmm. they drop you off on the boat. And you'd be like, you stay with your brothers and sisters, because I had two older brothers.
Girl, so we that last boat was always, ooh, the livest, the hypest.
My mother be like, you better be on that 7 o'clock boat.
Oh, right.
Y'all done got there at 9 o'clock. It's 7. It's late enough, and I'm trying to go to bed because we got to go to church anymore.
We used to hit that last boat
and be rocking it out.
Be rocking it out, and I remember they used to always play that EU song, "Doing the Butt."
Sexy.
I was like 13, 14, so I couldn't be out there
right now. I want your butt. Just give me that butt.
Right. Okay. So that was nice. A little peek in our past, our childhood. Second question. This is a fun one. If you were in a witness protection program, what would your new name be and where would you go?
If I was in a witness protection program, where would I go?
And what would your new name be?
I would want to go to an Amish colony on a beach in Jamaica.
That do not exist. You making up shit.
Well, you said it. I was just trying to figure out.
A real place. Not like Narnia or some shit.
I would want my name to be
what?
Emily. And I would like to be in Greece.
Okay.
On the beach.
Okay. Emily. Okay. Emily in Greece on the beach. Okay.
I'm sorry. Alani. What? I'm trying to think of a Greek name, like a Greek name. I don't know, but I would want to be in Greece.
Okay.
I think it would be beautiful to be here.
All right.
I stick out like a sword. Right, exactly.
Like, no black people actually live out here. my name would be, I always wanted this name growing up. Credit that to Who's the Boss. I always want my name to be Samantha, so my nickname can be Sam. I think it's cute when women or girls have, like, boy nicknames like Max, Sam, Alex, you know, for Alexander. I like that.
Okay. And where would you be?
Where would I go? I would have to go somewhere with some water. I would go to, oh my gosh.
So many places did you
know? It's so many places.
I just said a beach. I don't know.
Girl. What country? I can go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Anywhere. You know what? I will go to Africa. I will go to Tanzania, honey. They got some lovely beaches out there. I will go there. If you really want to find my ass, you really have to get on a plane, go to Africa for like a on that
right,
plane.
By the time she get there, she may not got her hair now like doing everything else. You wouldn't be able to tell. You'd be like, she'd be like, my name is You can be no damn Samantha in Tanzania. You have to fix something a little bit more ethnic.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I know is I would want to be on the beach where it's hot. That's all I got to say.
So we have a feature, y'all, called Speak Pipe. So if you go to speakpipe.com/CamAK, you can leave us a voice message and we will play it on the show. So we want to hear if you could change your name and go anywhere when you're in a witness protection program. We want to know where would you go? What would your name be? Yes. And also, y'all, catch us next week. We're going to have a very special show. We're going to have two expert guests. They are licensed clinicians. And we are also going to be streaming it live on YouTube next Tuesday, mm-hmm. April 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's going to be good. You can actually live chat with us during the show, and it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to
it. It is going to be fun. So remember, that's going to be, we're going to have two expert clinicians.
Yes.
And us two unexpert clinicians.
Right. Given the other answers. Okay.
The Cam and Kay.
Right. All right. So this next segment is songs that make you think twice.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done this before, and it was really fun. So we're going to do it again. So Cam and I both have songs.
Yes,
like
Lord.
Growing up, you know, when you're a child, you don't really put two and two together. And then when you grow up and you listen to it, like, what?
You'd be listening to a bop. You'd be all in, like, oh, right, oh. Right. And then when you get grown, you'd be like, she said what?
What now?
Huh?
Wow. So we both have two songs each to bring to you guys. So Cam, why don't you go first?
My first song. It's Call Me by Sky. You probably remember it. Call me if you need someone to talk to. Call me, satisfaction guarantee. Call me. So it sounds innocent enough. But when I sat up here and listened to it, it says, sitting here, I couldn't help hearing you talking to your best friend, saying you're not satisfied, the things ain't working out with your girlfriend. So you're searching for someone new, someone to hold you tight, someone to treat you right. Though your girlfriend is a friend of mine.
That part.
Here's my number and a dime. So call me anytime.
I didn't even like pay attention to that. I'm like, oh, she trying to slide at his knee.
Uh-huh, but she ain't even DM, and she had that rotary phone
and that big ass.
And then she goes on to say, well, I've been watching you, boy, and I've got what you want, and I've got what you need. Mm-hmm. And though your girlfriend is a friend of mine, here's my number and a dime. Call me anytime. So not only
a number and a dime, so you a payphone.
Right.
Oh, remember payphones?
So that's an extra little because it's cut. You gonna give him a dime to go call you from the payphone?
You gonna get him?
You
money.
Desperately seeking Susan? Desperate. You know how much a dime was back then?
A dime.
You can get 10 pieces of candy. Don't play with me. And then it goes on to say, she doesn't do to you what she used to do. She doesn't do to you what she used to do. So how you know what she used to do?
Because that was her girl, and she was telling her.
So what does that tell you? Don't be telling your girlfriends nothing.
That part.
And don't be letting them get too close to your man. That is not her brother. That is not her friend. That is your friend, your man, and that is it.
Come on.
Because she be trying to get the number and the dime. And you got to make sure that you keep your relationships, you know, put a little seam in it. Don't be telling her all the bills.
Don't know.
Because that girlfriend, that sis, sometimes it can even be your cousin. They'll give that nigga a number and a dime. And nowadays, women got to do that because all they got to do is give them your cell phone number. Hmm. Honey, you better get his location because you might turn it on and he might be over her house.
Ooh. Ooh.
But anyway, so that was my song. Call me. Because
if it's not Community D, and then who wants to do Community D anyway?
That's nasty.
I don't want to go behind my friend.
Me neither, especially nowadays you get diseases to go along with the Community D. You get drips and drops and heated pop. heated pockets.
So call me. Who was that by again?
Sky.
Okay.
All right. So that was my song. Call me or not.
Right. So my song is...
What's your song?
Just Be Good to Me. Yes. So, like a couple of years ago, I was listening to it, like really listening to it. I was like, wait, hold up. This bitch is selling it for a man. For a man that's cheating. She said, people always talking about your reputation.
You better listen. Okay, go ahead.
Hello. I don't care about your other girls, just be good to me. I don't care about your other girls, just be good to me. Ooh. No, come on, ladies. I mean, the whole song is like that. It says, one of the verses, you may have others. No, you may have many others, but I know when you're with me, you're all mine.
Well, for that whole 10 minutes, because if he was many others, he ain't got that much time for you in the first place.
Friends always seem to listen to the bad things that you do. You never do them to me. Bitch, not yet.
Bitch, you delusional. How about that?
Yeah, she's delulu.
Real delusional, because he ain't even got time to do nothing to you because he too busy doing everything with everybody else. So are you the one that you sit there and he come over your house at night and he don't take you nowhere and then you think that, okay, anyway.
But what, girl, this part right here, though, I was like, y'all,
I'm getting a migraine, girl.
Women, we look, know your worth. Listen to her. It's the SOS. It's the SOS man, right? She says, but even though a guy, James Samuel and Terry Lewis wrote this, so that should tell you something. Okay,
that's two men.
Two men.
Oh, because they were delusional.
Okay. They're delusional. I'll give you love. I'll smother you. I'll give you affection. I won't bother you. I'll be good to you. You'll be good to me. Just be good to me. Why are you wasting all your energy? Again, these two men wrote this. So I'm like, why are you talking about a serial killer?
What the hell are you talking about? You gonna smother me and give me affection.
Smother you with love and kisses.
No, that's irritating. That sounds weird. I'm a smother you.
But yeah, so that song right there, it's a bop. Don't get me wrong. It's both songs. They're bops. But they're dumb.
I ain't sharing. I ain't gonna know. But you know what? Some men are stupid though, because they'll know that a girl is a hussy, mm-hmm. and they'll sleep with her and know she's sleeping with 10 other guys and don't care. Just as long as she's doing what he wanted to do.
Yeah, or they just want the sex. But this chick, and just be good to me, she wants. But what the guys that do that, they just want sex. Nothing else. They just in and out.
She just wants some. She's got low self esteem.
Yes, because she's doing all the stuff, all the things for him. But all she want in return is just, you just be good to me. I don't care what you do with the mother.
It's almost like,
you just be good to me.
It's almost like she's talking to a stripper. You know how a stripper go around and he show everybody everything, give everybody everything, and then all these women give them his money, and they be competing with each other to see who can give him the most money and see who he gonna like the best. And he don't like none of y'all. He just like y'all money. But okay.
Yeah. All right. So those were the songs that make you think twice. So Cam is going to open a discussion for our topic.
I'm under pressure. I'm mad. I'm losing my mind. I'm under pressure. I'm mad. I'm losing my mind. No, we are not going to be under pressure and we are not going to lose our minds. Do you know that in life,
you just do like a whole bit?
I did.
Life sounds like a Broadway musical, the start of something. Like a Hamilton type.
It actually was a song that I wrote a long time ago, but I didn't say the rest of the words. But I just find in life that people try to pressure you into doing what they want you to do, mm-hmm. how they want you to do it, when they want you to do it. And we have to stop the madness and stop allowing people to pressure us into doing things.
Pressure us as far as bullying, would you say?
Yeah, but it's like an emotional manipulative bullying when it's somebody that you know. And if it's somebody like outside of you, like say for instance, you're at a job and they offer you a position and they're like, okay, and they give you all the conditions of the position and can you do it? And you're like, you know, well, I need an answer now. You're like, no. Before I take this position, I need to take the time to reevaluate my situation, reevaluate the pay, reevaluate how much more time it's going to take out of my life, how it's going to affect my family, how it's going to affect me overall. Because sometimes they'll just offer you money and they won't say all the other things that go along with it. And then you feel like this instant pressure and they're like, okay, you got to let me know by tomorrow. No, I don't. You need to give me at least a week or two to adjust my life and give me a moment to think about it. Because sometimes people try to get you to hurry up and answer. They pressure you into answering. So again, that's a form of manipulation, because that way they're controlling your narrative by making you hurry up and answer them.
Yeah, that's true. Excuse me. I remember my pastor said, my old pastor, I should say, all the time, like if people are rushing you for an answer, a lot of times that's not the thing. Like if they don't even give you time to think about it. Because, you know, when you are in a rush, you doing something, okay, yeah. Because you don't know what you're agreeing to. Mm-hmm. It could be anything. Yeah. And you do need time to weigh your options. Like you said, weigh the pros and cons. You know, so like if somebody is constantly like forcing you to make a decision, like quick, a lot of times that's not the thing for you, whether it's like a business deal or
personal,
even in relationships.
And I think that's really, I know when I was younger, that was a big thing, because a lot of boys, men, they try to pressure you. If you really care about me, then you'll do this.
If you love me.
You know what love is. Right. And you're like, hold on, I'm trying to figure out what love is. And don't let people use love and how you feel about them to manipulate you or pressure you into making decisions. Like, you know, I've had to learn the hard way that your emergency is not my emergency. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll want to help a friend and they'll say, oh, you know, I'm having a problem. And you'll be like, oh, I want to help you. And then they'd be like, you'd be like, you know, call me back Friday. And then they call you back Friday, like, well, can you do that? You'd be like, hold on, let me pay my bills first. Let me handle my business first. Give me a minute. I did tell you that we would talk today, but that didn't necessarily mean for you to call me. I was going to reach out to you when after I got myself together, because a lot of times people want you to help. They want you to help them take care of their business before you take care of your business. And that is an absolute no-no. I'm going to take care of my business first. My bills have to be paid. My responsibilities have to be taken care of. Things that I need to get done for myself and my life and the lives of the people in my life. Let me make that decision. Let me make a list and check it twice and see how I want to handle it. Because a lot of times people do try to pressure you. Like with money, people can pressure you and be like, girl, I need a loan. And then you loan them the money. You like, okay, I need it back by the 15th because I got something to do. And then next thing you know, you're looking on Instagram and they done took a 3 trips. They done went to the Jamaica and you sitting up here struggling to pay your bills because you loaning them money. Your ass ain't been on vacation. But yet and still, they pressured you by giving you this song and dance that they needed you to help them. And you did. And then when it's time for you to get your money back, they don't have it to give to you because they playing games with everybody and playing games with you and your money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why. Like if I borrow something, like a significant amount or something, y'all, you won't see me on no trips or nothing until I pay my debtors. You know, that's just how I am. I have to pay my people first. But I remember in high school, I was a freshman. I was in ROTC. And one of my ROTC classmates, you know, found him to be nice looking and all that. And he was a sophomore. And, you know, he would like find ways to like, you know, touch me. Like we're marching or we're learning to march, you know, he'll be like, you know, like this, you know, and I was like, okay, like what? Yeah. But, you know, even gave him, you know, my little semi-fast ass was in the hallway. semi-fast, church girl. So, so, you know, I'm like kissing him in the hallway, all that kind of stuff. So he wanted to have sex. the way that he put it, he was like, so when are you gonna let me seduce you? I'm like, toss like that at 14 and 15. Seduce. And I was like, I don't know. I'm totally virgin, you know, all of that.
You're lucky you got some sugar.
Right. And so, you know, and I felt the peer pressure because he was like constantly asking me. And I was like, I guess like the next half a day, I'm like, yeah, fine. You know, and so again, I was a church girl, you know, I'm really heavily into the church at that time. And I asked my youth pastor at the time, I'm like, this guy, da da da. And he was like, basically, no. So, you know, I had the courage to go back to him. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Don't you know? That Negro stayed mad at me for years. Like, he did not look my way.
Because he couldn't get his little winky-dinky do.
Yes, and I even saw him, like, after like I said, he was a 94, I read a 95. And I saw him after I graduated at Detroit Wheels. That's a roller rink. Mm. And he looked dead at me. I'm like, this nigga's still salty? Because he didn't get the cap?
Girl, he might have been embarrassed. He should have been embarrassed and apologizing to you like, dang, I was a kid. But sometimes people just don't ever want to take accountability mm-hmm. for their actions. And it's like, that's horrible. Mm-hmm. And when you are a younger lady, and even nowadays with boys, you can feel pressured to do things that you don't want to do because of the way society is. People are always saying that this is okay. Nowadays, we live in a world where everything is okay. But if you feel uncomfortable about it, it's not okay. Mm-hmm. You have to listen to that inner voice that you have that tells you no. And you cannot love anybody more than you love yourself or want to please them more than you standing your ground and your morals,
right,
and the things that you're taught.
Yeah, you should not allow someone else's feelings like trump yours.
No.
Excuse
never.
Me for that word, but you know what I'm talking about. but yeah,
right.
Yeah, over yours, because you should be more kind, more patient, more loving with yourself. Yes. Or of yourself. And when you are, you won't allow yourself to be bullied. Mm-hmm. You know, because even at our big ages, you know, we can still feel that pressure mm-hmm. to do things. We can still be bullied to do things, you know, whether we fall for it or not, that's up to us.
Yeah, and that could be by people in your family. From friends that you have for many years, from people that just know you and kind of sometimes want to, mm-hmm. I want to say, prey on your feelings toward them or maybe your history towards them. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Because somebody might know that you are a really kind and nice person mm-hmm. who has a hard time saying no.
Yeah.
You know, and some people, like you said, it can be family members, it can be your friends that take advantage of that.
Yeah.
So
it was just really important to us today when we were just talking things through that we wanted to just get that message out there to whoever it is out there that needs to hear it. Don't let people pressure you. First of all, when you have to make a decision, stop. Think about it. Don't say yes immediately. Say, hey, you know what? Give me a minute. I'll get back to you. And when you're ready, get back with them within a timely fashion that's comfortable for you. And if they keep calling you about it, say, you know, well, maybe this isn't the right thing for me because I can't make a decision at this time. But thank you for considering me.
And another thing, if you are that person, because some people, they are really manipulative. A lot of times, like when you are asking someone for an answer or an answer on something and, you know, they like, can I think about it? Like, and when you know, like that, you know, that, you know, like they already have the answer.
They're just afraid.
And it's afraid or they're trying to, you know, prolong the situation. Yeah, that's not cool.
Or kind of like snowball you, like meaning like they know what the answer is, but some people like mm-hmm. to just sit back and watch you squirm. They want to just manipulate you. And some people find so much satisfaction in being able to control your narrative. People get off on controlling people. Oh, I know that so-and-so is waiting for an answer, so I'm not going to purposely call them back because I don't want to. And then you know that they're trying to reach out because they need an answer because they probably have a deadline, and you're controlling the narrative because you won't give them an answer in a timely fashion. So you have to also set boundaries and parameters on yourself and how others handle you.
Yep. Most definitely have to set boundaries and follow through on those boundaries. If you know that you are a person that genuinely need some time to think about something, stand on that. Stand 10 toes down on that. Like, let me think about this for a minute.
And don't
give into the bullying.
And don't be pressured into saying, letting them tell you when you're comfortable with an answer. Because they'll be like, well, I talked to you 3 days. Okay, well, and on the third day, he rose. I'm not ready to talk about it right now. Because the thing that we don't realize is that if Kay and I have a conversation today and I don't talk to her for 3 days, I don't know what has transpired during that 3 day period that's going on in her life with her job, her family, her car, her finances, any of that. So a lot of things that could go on in a 3 day, a 2 day, like the song says, what a difference a day makes. You don't know what's going on in somebody's life if they haven't gotten back to you. And I hate when you haven't talked to somebody in a long time and they're like, did we fall out or something wrong? You know if we fell out, and you know if you did something wrong. So if we did not have a falling out, why would you ever reach out to me and say, did something happen between us? It didn't happen. That's another way of kind of being manipulative, because it's like if a person would see that or read it, it kind of like makes them feel guilty if they're, you know, like, oh my gosh, why would he or she say that? Let me hurry up and call them back. You may have a lot of stuff going on in your life. You don't have time to talk to them because it's just not
life
the time.
For real, it does. And you know, like you said, that's when people say that, like, oh, are you mad at me? Like, no, I'm not mad.
Now, what you do?
Right? Should I be mad at you?
Right. What's going on?
Right.
The walls got neat ears and something, right. you know, saying some stuff, some ish.
Yeah. But yeah, y'all. So this,
don't
give in to the pressure.
Don't give in to the pressure, because life be life enough for us to be pressured by our friends and family. And sometimes too, don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Oh, that part.
Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Part. Make a decision, stand by it. And if you can't make a decision, don't. Because you don't have to.
All right, y'all. So if you enjoy this, why don't you go ahead and like this video. Leave us a comment, either text, you know, underneath in our comment section, or audio. You can go to speakpipe.com/CamandK and leave us an audio message, and we will play it on the show for our listeners, because what you are going through or went through could help somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, if you have any show ideas for us, you know, go ahead and let us know that too. You can, if you want to email that to us, you can at allthingscamandK@gmail.com, or again with the speak pipe.
Yeah.
If you want to see us doing some other things, you know, give us some feedback. We want to hear from you, because we want to make this channel and this podcast, you know, to your liking.
Yeah.
Even though it's, you know, it's ours.
Yeah, but we also want to affect lives.